Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour on this May the 27th on the West Coast, now May the 28th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We have been trying to establish some stable communications here, so hopefully no one will be dropping off the call during tonight's show. Lots going on. We've had stormy weather throughout the central and eastern United States, and I suppose this is playing havoc with our communications somewhat. We'll try to work our way through it and keep our fingers crossed. Well, where do we start? I got a message from a relative of one of our devoted listeners, Nancy, in New Jersey, who passed away, I found out, a couple of weeks ago, and it's rather sad. This is someone who was really enjoying our show, enjoying the many guests we had on, and it's just a reminder how precious life is, and we send our condolences out to Nancy's family, and just want everyone out there to know how much she's going to be missed, and hopefully she's going to watch over us and make sure that we fulfill our goals. It's really a shock to me and anyone else that knows her. I know I found out she was suffering from some rather serious health problems. And we're going to talk about health tonight with tonight's guest. He has a background in music. He's a very accomplished music producer, and he is also a metaphysical kinesiologist. He can basically determine what's ailing you, what your problems are, and he can get you on the right path. He also deals with the mental and the spiritual aspects of well-being. He has his own website, elevationtime.com. And he has also a facility in the Los Angeles area. He's going to be talking about that a little bit with us tonight. We welcome back to Evident Footprints my good friend, Dr. B. Doc, welcome back to the show.
Good evening and good morning, wherever you are. It's good to be here. How you doing?
Well, doing well. You got another, as you heard me mention, got another one of those psychic jolts. Someone very, very dear to us has left this place, has moved on, and I know that she was fighting a problem that medicine, modern medicine, couldn't take care of. It was just overwhelming, and it reminds us how precious life is. How important everyone is, really. We can't take anyone for granted.
Exactly.
So, I think we can dedicate this show to our good friend Nancy, who was a subscriber to the BBS archives, listened to many shows, didn't call into our show, but when she was feeling well, was writing in to us and sharing a lot about what she got from the many guests that we have on this show and all the truth that was coming through. And I'm at a loss for words. I'm still somewhat in shock. I've been dealing with this for the past 24 hours now, and I know that Lord calls when it's time. You know, you go, and there's not much the rest of us can do about it except acknowledge that person and never let their memory die. So
that's exactly right. You know, we move from dimension to dimension. You know, we're just in places for, you know, a certain amount of time. We spend a certain amount of energy, and it's time to move to the next vibration, and that's to be decided by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, you know, a lot of us want to rush that on. So there's some things that we could do to, you know, kind of maximize the time that we have here and maximize the energy. And that's what it's all about, is the energy while we're here. You know, you want your energy at a high vibration so that you help yourself and help to heal others, you know, whether it's through words, art, energy, just, you know, whatever you can put out that helps others is, you know, this is what we're actually here for, to help other people help themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, it's all about moving through those dimensions and those different vibrations.
Yes. There's a lot going on, Doc, and I just want to sort of summarize some of it, and you know, we can go in whatever direction you prefer. One of the things that came up recently on a show here was the fact that we are missing about a minute and a half of time. There was a nuclear explosion that occurred some months back that really messed up the time-space continuum, and people are noticing time seems to be really out of whack. You know, I've got an atomic clock that's having a heck of a time staying locked in with the one in Colorado that sends out this signal that all the atomic clocks read. And I know my computers keep really good time. They keep excellent time, actually, and I'm noticing that clocks all over the place have to be reset. So it's a really interesting phenomenon, and there's obviously an interference or a crossing over of dimensions, as you were alluding to in a sense, where man's mechanical inventions are having a tough time keeping up with what's changing. Energies are changing. The vibrations are raising of their own accord. The earth and those humans that are awake and are destined to move with the earth and the other parts of the cosmos that are changing as well. I mean, there's a heck of a lot going on that we're not really hearing about. Would you share what some of your take is on that? If you are noticing these things, or you're not really paying attention to it or giving it much significance? I think it is very important for us to understand what's occurring.
Well, I'm hearing this about this for the first time, but now as I think back, even my computers and things are having to be reset a lot. And, you know, there are shifts that happen that are happening based on the universe going through its metamorphosis. And some things are happening based on man and man's, you know, shift to, you know, better or worse, you know, situations. When we use a lot of the energy that's here for the wrong reasons, of course, anything that's living and alive, like Gaia, like the Earth, is going to feel that, you know. And we're either going to make it here or the earth is going to get rid of us. But we're moving ever since the Venus transit, which was in 2004. That's mm-hmm. when Venus crosses right in between the earth and the sun and creates a very small an eclipse of sorts. But you can't see it because it's so small. This happens every 123,000 years, I believe it is. And then it happens again in 8 years, okay? So mm-hmm. it's every 123 years and again in 8 years. And when Venus goes in between the Earth and the Sun, it causes a change in the communication factors between people. So I think the first time that it was noticed, that it was actually documented, was when they invented the telegraph machine. 8 years later, they invented the telephone. I think it was 8 years after that was the first time that scientists from all over the world got together to measure the distance between the Earth and the Sun. Each time there's a Venus transit, it causes people to connect on different wavelengths. They say when it happened in 2004, it shifted us into a vibration of, telecommunication. Where each one of us is a radio. We know that. And each one of us can we do communicate through radio waves. You know, it's not what the words a person is saying. It's the vibration of the words and the vibration of the energy coming from the person. But if you notice now, when you hear people speak, you can almost feel exactly what it is they're saying that they may not be saying in their words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people say one thing. I mean, we speak with forked tongue. We say one thing, but our actions and our energy is moving in a different space, you see.
Yeah.
So we're at a point now where you can hear people speak, and you can tell, well, is this truthful? Is this real? Is this person sincere? Or how are they feeling, you know, health-wise? You know, what are they going through? You can tell they're going through different things based on the energy that they're projecting from their body. Because
mm-hmm.
we're multidimensional characters. You know, we are not really here on Earth. Earth is really not even where we think it is. We're actually scattered across, the universe. But we're all having this existence together. We've all made a choice to create this particular dimension. Now, some people are creating based out of their feelings. Some are creating based out of their lack or their belief in lack. Some are creating for power and control. But we're all creating at the same time for different reasons. The interference factors that are coming through the universe right now are interference factors that make everything change. Things have to shift. It's like electricity. You know, if it hits a certain amount of resistance, you know, it changes the heat factor.
Mm-hmm.
Things are heating up. You know, people are connecting, you know, especially through the Internet in ways that I don't know if the government ever knew we were going to be connecting like this. Otherwise, they may not have, you know, promoted something like this. But we're connecting at such another frequency factor that this, what's happening now has never happened before, so it can't be quantified. It's
mm-hmm.
almost hard to talk about certain things because they've never happened before. Like the most intelligent people, they know about everything that's happened in the past. They're professionals. They know all about what happened. But the smart people are in the moment. And when you're in the moment, you're going to realize that there's going to be interference factors. There's going to be connections that have never been made before happening in the moment. So you have to be ready to respond based on what's happening in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as clock and time, see, these clocks are all based on the past. This is based on, I mean, even Big Ben, I mean, is not based on the real time, because the real time on Earth used to be based on the biggest pyramid in the Giza Plateau, you know, which is called Khufu. The time used to be set based on that meridian, but it was moved
mm-hmm.
to Greenwich Mean Time, so it could be controlled by, you know, the people who were controlling everything or attempting to control everything.
Yeah.
So they're controlling the time. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. So when things start happening on a high level or a high frequency factor, those who are trying to control things and slow down the progress of the people, the planet, and our whole universe, they're going to do things like explode a bomb, start a war, you know, do things with HAARP, change the energy level of everything, just like going from analog to digital. I mean, this was something that was well thought out, why we should go from analog to digital, because we live in an analog world. We don't live in a digital world, but when you can control everything in ones and zeros, when you can create events to happen on certain dates at certain times, then you move the natural progression of people from moving to a higher vibration, you keep them in a fear vibration or a lower vibration, which now you can control everything, you see.
Yeah.
So I don't think any of the things that are happening, you know, just as a happenstance or, you know, it just, you know, happened to happen. I mean, it happened to happen because somebody made it happen who understands metaphysics, who understands science. Somebody who understands the universe and who understands the electrical energies that they call the spiritual world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We are all metaphysical creatures, you see.
Yeah.
So time is changing, and we, in order for time to be constant, we have to emit, which is time backwards.
Yeah.
If you don't emit, if you don't work, if you don't glow, if you don't stay on your path, if you don't stay focused, a lot of things are going to happen that they call interference factors to try to get you off your path. Like bird
mm-hmm.
flu, the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck are they talking about? How could you know? Like now they're saying the swine flu is going to come back with a vengeance in the fall. Well, wait a minute. If you knew that, then you should have known when it was going to come. They have no idea. See, things were created, and things are basically let loose into the universe, and they have their own life.
Mm-hmm.
They things happen not based on man's, you know, being able to say that he is a prophet. I can prophesy. This is what they're saying. I can prophesy the flu will be back and half the people in the world will die.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing they've ever predicted has happened besides the things they make happen. Now, if they say on a certain date, we're going to drop, you know, this stuff. We're going to seed the clouds with this particular bacteria or this particular virus. Okay, they could do it. But I don't think they have the technology now only because they are all fighting from within. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
fighting right now for power.
Yes.
Everybody is like scrambling. So this is the time to stay focused.
Amen.
This is the time to, you know, forget about beefing up your immune system. Beef up your defense system. Stay with your frequencies that happen for you. Because frequency means frequently, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you regulating your life? What is your timing? Where is your clock? Because your internal analog clock is different than any atomic clock. Because there is an atomic clock, but it's not based on the one, you know, that they built. It's based on a universal time source.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my understanding that at this time, we have to stay very focused, stay very calm, and realize that everything that's happening has to happen so that we will go to the next level, the next
mm-hmm.
vibration. So
yeah.
we will hit that cosmic point because in, you know, like I said, in 2004 we had the Venus transit. Well, the next one happens in 2012. See, it's a lot of events happening in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of events that somebody else is going to try to create to keep those of us who are raising to that next level, who actually are becoming the golden children. There's energies happening that will keep us off of that mark if we're not focused, clear, and staying in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Now, if I can draw some analogies here, and I think this is an absolutely in line with what you just said, and I agree with everything you've just said. No disagreement whatsoever. When I did this sixth part of the Three Stooges Go to Washington, which was an analysis of Barack Obama's photos, they were all composites or compilations. They were photoshopped. And I to facilitate understanding of why and how this was done, I went into a very detailed sort of pseudo-scientific explanation of what you just described, that we are analog beings. Our hearing is logarithmic. We hear in curves and not in straight lines. The ones and zeros of the digital realm cause straight lines to appear, or audio functions in terms of straight lines. Now they can be angular in a sense. When a sound is starting from a point of silence, it moves up, or it takes on a characteristic raising in its frequency or raising in its amplitude. In other words, it's heard and that can be measured as a diagonal line moving from left, lower left, to upper right. And that is the reference compared to a logarithmic curve, which starts at a low point and sweeps up in a sort of an arc, bending up as a segment of a sine wave. And anyone who's seen a sine wave, it's a rising and falling, even rising and falling above a median frequency. And I went into how the audio, it can be manipulated from analog to digital, how video can be manipulated from analog to digital, how information of any kind, even thought processes, can be manipulated from analog to digital. Feelings or emotions can be also manipulated. And I think what we're seeing is sort of a technological merging, intentional. You mentioned HARP. That's one way it's done. Subliminally, unconsciously, in some cases, some people are sensitive enough to hear this or to feel what is being done. They may not know what the source is, but they can certainly describe the effect of what's being done. And in terms of the cosmos, there are others who are paying attention to these earth changes that are going on from other realms. We have visitors out in our atmosphere, in the space around our planet, who are watching everything and learning, because they've never, as you mentioned, this has never occurred before, especially here on Earth. So everyone is really interested in seeing how this is affecting the consciousness of the people, seeing if we're going to be able to cope with these transitions. And as you said, some are going to, some are already changing or have changed, and are receptive of other dimensions. They're aware of these other dimensions, and they can function within these other dimensions. And there are others that are totally oblivious to it. And that is also part of their soul contract. This is not a question of judging them, as being inferior or anything like that. It just has to do with their consciousness and their soul contract, what they agreed that they would participate in and what they would experience. And whether or not they would contribute in a meaningful way. So this article I wrote basically describes this process, and by the time one gets to the picture, one understands that this can be done and how it is done, and then they see that it has been done. It's amazing. So I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from folks seeing how they have been hoodwinked into accepting images. And that's through the mind. We accept images through our ego self, our false self. They're only reflections or representations of things, and they don't even have to be real. That's the interesting thing, is that so often images are manipulated to produce a certain kind of thought or to produce a certain kind of feeling. And a lot of people communicate based on what they see. Others just on what they hear. Some only on what they feel. And I know that's your expertise, so I don't even intend to jump on that. But I'll allow you to do that. But the planetary influences are there. For instance, at the top of May, May 5th, I booked Michael St. Clair. And I intentionally didn't have him come on the 7th when Mercury was to go into retrograde. We didn't want to start a new thing during that time period, because it ends up under that influence, and it has a negative impact over the whole period of time that Mercury is in retrograde. During that time, things break down. Mechanical devices, machines, computers, technology has all kinds of problems, and I can see this happening. I can tell you, we had those problems here at the network. I had them personally with a lot of my equipment, but I was prepared for that, you see. and that's what you're suggesting, is that people sort of just kick back and observe what's happening, not be swept into it, because it can be very chaotic, and you just begin to experience all the chaos in your personal life. You want to comment on any of that?
Well, you know, in order for anything to be, it has to not be at the same time. If you have positive, there has to be negative. If you have good, there's going to be bad. I mean, all of these things that are happening are supposed to happen. Otherwise, they wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. Everything, no matter how sad or upset we get about certain things, they're going to happen because they have to happen, because the world is set up, and everything is existing at one time.
Yeah.
Everything that has ever happened is happening right now. What we can do to stay focused is to cleanse our bodies of toxic material that causes the interference factor to be stronger within us. In other words, people are eating food that's created by the people that they say are the negative beings. Why would you eat the negative beings' food if you're saying they're the negative beings, unless you're agreeing to be negative along with the beings?
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you're made of, it comes from what you eat. It comes from how you eat. And it also comes from how you think, which is, and your thoughts are shaped by your words. So at this time, our nutrition needs to be of a high vibration if you want to be of a higher vibration. I don't care how much prayer and meditation you're doing. If your body is not strong enough to be able to fend off viruses, bacteria, things like that, then you will not exist in this particular vibration for very long. Because there's so many things being emitted right now. There's so many things going on. So one thing we need to do is make sure we have the correct oil in our body, because our body is made of minerals, oil, and water. The average person is consuming oils that are rancid or rotten, or oils that have been hydrogenated. This is when they take a hydrogen atom and heat things up really hot and change the viscosity of those particular things. They change the energy wave of the oil. Almost every oil in your grocery store is toxic. They're made of soybean oil. They're made of oils that, after they got out of the plant, 10 minutes after they got out of the plant, they began to go rancid. So the oil in your body cannot give you the higher vibration. Now, remember, you want to be anointed in oil. Take a capacitor in electronics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The electrical energy goes into the oil in the capacitor. And that capacitor holds on to that electrical charge until it's needed later. Our body is oil. So what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to hold on to electrical charges until needed later. But if the electrical charge that you're eating is toxic, at a later time, you're going to emit a toxic spark or a toxic arc. See, it makes things look different than they are.
Mm-hmm.
It causes an interference factor because you're not vibrating true. You're not in harmony. You're inharmonic. You're outside. It's a discord. It's a chord that, you know, you may use an inharmonic chord at times, but you know exactly what you're doing with it.
Yes.
You see, you have to control the frequencies. In order to do that, you've got to put oil in your body. Now, I'm going to give you the oils that create the higher vibration. The best oil to put in your body is coconut oil. Has to be virgin, has to be unheated, unrefined coconut oil. Coconut oil does not go rancid. It withstands up to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. It is antifungal. It is antiviral and antibacterial by its nature. Because it has lauric acid is antibacterial and antiviral. If the virus or the bacteria is lipid-coated, in other words, it's outside a shell, its membrane is made of oil, then the coconut oil eats away the oil coating of that virus or of that bacteria and spills the innards out of that particular thing. Also, coconut oil has caprylic acid. Caprylic acid is antifungal. Many of the foods we eat are full of fungus because they store them in these places that, you know, I mean, they store rice and grain and stuff for long periods of time, and yeast grows on it, fungus. So we end up with something they call candidiasis. A lot of people have fungus. So when it's time for them to think correctly, their brain is full of fungus or yeast. Their bodies are full of viruses and inharmonic frequencies that the oil in our body is holding on to until a later time. Excuse me. So, here's what's happening. The oils that we're using are shutting down our connectivity to the omniverse, the universe. Most people are getting sick because they have toxic oil in their bodies. I mean, look at canola oil. This used to be called rapeseed oil. This oil was never meant to be put in human beings. You know? A lot of fast food places use cottonseed oil. Cotton, first of all, is probably one of the most sprayed plants in the world, and they're never meant for you to eat it. I mean, it's going to be used as clothing, so they can put all kinds of stuff on it. Mm-hmm. And they use this because it's a cheap thing that withstands a lot of heat. It's toxic. It shuts down the natural oil production in your skin. It sucks all the natural oils out of your body. It begins to dry out your organs. Another oil that is very good is palm oil. Palm oil. P-A-M. How do you spell palm?
P-A-L-M.
Palm oil.
Yes.
P-A-L-M. Palm oil doesn't have caprylic acid, but it has lauric acid. These are both medium-chain fatty acids. Your body doesn't see them as a fat. It sees them as a protein, and it tells your body to burn fat or adipose tissue. Now, of course, in the 80s, what happens? The soy companies come along and start spilling these lies about coconut oil being fattening, causing heart disease, causing high cholesterol, and all of these crazy diseases started, you know, getting out of hand in the 80s because we began to use the oils of our quote-unquote enemies.
Yeah.
These oils have caused us to have hardening of the arteries. See, your brain is made out of an oil. Your brain is an oil drum. It's made of cholesterol, the good cholesterol. But we're feeding our brain with toxic, rancid oils. So we can't think correctly. When the bell rings, we don't even hear it. When
mm-hmm.
somebody says something on television, we don't even hear the message that he's really saying. You know, because we're drowning in an oil that is causing our body to oxidize.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you begin to put a tablespoon of coconut oil in your diet every day, just one tablespoon, your life begins to change within 3-4 days. Now, you want to get up to 3 tablespoons twice a day. And you want virgin, organic, or extra virgin coconut oil. Can't be heated, can't be hydrogenated. And what this does is it begins to chase bacteria, viruses, and all kinds of fungus and yeast and toxic materials out of your body. It's your first line of defense. It's what your immune system is made of. See, the mother, when she's giving that milk, is full of lauric acid. That's building the child's defense system.
Antibodies, yeah.
It's building the antibodies. These are sterols and sterolins. So once you put this oil in your body shifts into a high vibrational mode. You become anointed in oil. The next thing you want to do is also get rid of these parasites. Some of the parasites are like alien creatures. They're thousands and thousands of times more intelligent than a human being. They've been around 2.5 million years. You see, these parasites begin to eat away at all of your great ideas, and all of your health factors begin to get loaded down because the parasites are using you as a host. So I created a 28-day parasite cleanse program that works on fighting parasites from many, many different levels. Most of the stuff they use on the market, like, you know, black walnut and cloves and wormwood, we've tested in the lab, and this stuff doesn't even work. It kills the weak parasites and makes the strong ones stronger. So we need something that is shifting along with the shift that is happening on the planet at this time. So we've created something that we shift and modulate with the frequencies of the Earth. So while you're doing this 28-day parasite cleanse and you're putting this coconut oil in your body, everything begins to look different, feel different, because you become healthier. Your heart begins to pump at a different rhythm. It begins to pulse back at the rhythm that is the rhythm of the universe, you see? And the next thing you need is magnesium. The number one deficiency in the planet is magnesium. But most magnesium products are like a rock. Your body can't dissolve it. So we like to use magnesium chloride, which comes from ocean water. This is what they give you. If you go to the hospital and you're having a heart attack, a lot of times they'll give you magnesium chloride. Or if a person is, his blood pressure is really high, they inject you with magnesium chloride because it brings the blood pressure down. It feeds every cell of the body. It's a magnet. It pulls in the nutrients into the cells. Once you have a lot of magnesium in your body, you've got coconut oil in your body, and you're cleansing, or you've gotten rid of your parasites, everything changes. Everything. Your perspective on everything. You don't have to worry about taking a flu shot or any type of flu shot or anything like that, because your body vibration is much higher than any vibration that could be in a dead flu shot. You see? And your body is organic. You have to be organic, or what I call analog. If you're caught up in ones and zeros, you're missing the spaces between the ones and zeros. You see? That's where life happens at. So we have been digitally controlled to a point, but we are able to free ourselves every moment of the day by beginning to eat high vibrational foods again, by thinking high vibrational thoughts, okay? Then you don't have to worry about good and bad. You'll be on the right note. You'll be on the right key. You'll be in the right scale when things happen, because you'll be living in the moment again. A lot of people just talking about living in the moment and being positive, they can't stay there because their body, the substructure of their body, is not vibrating with good health. They're dying. People are dying because we're eating and thinking ourselves to death. So these three things, magnesium, the coconut oil and or the palm oil, and getting rid of the parasites. I say this is the thing that's going to take us through 2012 so that we come out on the other side as golden people, because we're golden children. We're alchemists. You know, we are the ones who they said would come. So somebody knows that we're here to do this work, and they're making sure that you're as good as you could be. This is how I look at the negative ones. They're making us as good as we could be. They're weeding out all of the junk that would normally tangle, you know, your crops up on the farm. You see, you want good crops. You want to feed best, you know, things possible to your plants. We're like plants, but we're eating like some other creature. We eat everything. And everything that everybody says, you know, we jump right on board with that. If it sounds good, we're with it. Because our feeling is gone. Our feeling has been controlled. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. So through commercials, they control our time. Through television, through movies, they control our times. Our jobs control our minds. And what happens is when your body gets to a high vibration, you become out of control. And you become high vibrational and in the moment. Because, see, out of control means that you are now out of the control of whoever's been pulling your strings. If you're letting the puppet master pull your strings, they will be pulled. The only way you can get back to God, the only way you can get back to the center, the only way you can get back to the beginning is to be anointed with oil. anointed with oil, and be clear and clean about your purpose. And speak exactly what it is you desire in life. And don't talk about what you don't want. Only talk about what it is you desire. Those are the factors that will change you and take you and make you into what they call a golden child. And I think that this is the first time in 28,000 years that we are able to make our blood become golden again, because our blood used to be based in gold. It didn't tarnish. You see, we went through the Iron Age. You know, we went through the Rust Age, as I call it, and we fell. That was the fall of man. Well, now we're going to rise again. But it's up to each one of us who is saying we're doing the work, who's saying we want peace on earth and all that kind of stuff. That all sounds nice. It's up to each one of us to do the work. And in order to do the work, you've got to be as healthy as possible in the moment. That's possible at this particular time, as long as we're focused. Are you there? Hello? Anyone there? I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm here. I hope the world can still hear me, because it's time to rise and shine. It's time to rise and shine. We are ready to make the shift into the new millennium. The new millennium is the golden age, and each one of us is a golden child, because we have the power at this time to use alchemy to create gold in our blood. Our blood can actually be changed into gold. You see, this is why you see a lot of the prophets with a golden, you know, a halo around their heads. You know, you hear about people who could live for very, very, very long periods of time, 800, 900 years, because their blood was based in gold. Well, we're moving back into that time when our blood is going to be based in gold again, but only if you have the right elements in your body. You have to have, you know, enough of the right types of iron. You know, you need boron, you need calcium, you need magnesium, you need copper. And all of these things exist in you if you can begin to pull the vibrations that are in you to the surface. You see? That's why we need magnesium, because magnesium pulls those vibrations to the surface. You see? So we're at the place we should be at right now. And it's a wonderful time, and we have to really be thankful that we're here to see the change, because the changing of the guards is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Are you back, Don?
Yes, I am. Man, this is a nightmare, let me tell you. But I just held the frequency, and it came back on. I missed most of what you said there, but I'm familiar with it, so I won't ask you to repeat. I would like to make one comment. Oregano oil also. Now, you haven't mentioned that. I actually take oregano oil, and I know a lot of people that do. This is a Mediterranean oregano oil of a very high grade. And I can tell you that it has the types of properties that you're describing in coconut oil. Although I'm sure coconut oil is much more pleasant, but it has many of the same properties. Are you familiar at all with it, or do you have any opinions about it?
Well, I do use the Mediterranean oregano in my parasite cleanse. So,
okay.
Yes, I am extracting it out, but I'm not using it as an oil. I'm using it in a diffusion. You know, I diffuse it into my formulation. It is very high vibrational. It's the only problem I have with oil is that a lot of people who are making the oregano oil are using the wrong oil to extract it.
Yeah.
They're using, like, you know, grape seed and things like this that can't withstand a high heat level.
Yeah.
So I say if you can extract your, you know, oregano oil using coconut oil, you'll take it. It'll be 10 times stronger.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most oil extractions need to be done using either palm oil or coconut oil. But yes, that is a very, very, very powerful thing. And what it does is it confuses the bacteria or the virus, so they can't communicate with each other.
Yes.
You see, it interrupts their normal living patterns.
Yes. Well, now there's an event that's going to occur over the weekend of let's say from around June 19th through the 21st. It's called the Concert for Living Waters, where we're going to be playing music in the 528 frequency, and the other sacred frequencies that Leonardo da Vinci actually published some information on. And we're going to be doing this around the world. Dr. Len Horowitz is spearheading this. And for 3 days, we're going to be putting this intention and this vibration to purify the waters on this planet and to bring love, because these, you know, 528 is the love frequency in music, and we're going to be putting that frequency around the planet. Now there are quite a few different things going on in terms of how our consciousness is controlled, and you brought that out very succinctly, that when you control the vibration and the conscious vibration or the subliminal vibration of people who are receptive, we're both transmitters and receivers, aren't we? We're actually radio stations, and we are capacitors. There is no doubt about that. That you know, if anyone doubts that, you can walk up to a person, especially when there's a lot of static electricity in the air and in certain fibers like carpets or on certain types of furniture and draperies. It'll even stay in doorknobs, and you can transfer electricity to another person. We call it giving them a shock, an electrostatic shock. This is electricity that is there. It has the potential to move, and when you touch the other person, you actually cause it to move, and they feel that rise in voltage that takes place. So yes, we are capacitors, and yet it's not so much that we should be thinking of just filling ourselves with electricity. The nature has its own way of doing this, the energy. Okay, we're back on the air. We've, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we've had some communication problems here, technical issues. We're doing things like we normally do. I think we need to contact Al Gore about this problem. He could advise us. Maybe the internet is being overcome by global warming now. I think we got Doc B back with us. Is that correct, Doc? Well, I'm not hearing Dr. B, so don't know if he's here. Anyway, we're going to try. Seth, I think you should try one more time, see if you can get him back. And in the meantime, I'll try to update the listening audience as to who will be joining us for the remainder of this week. Let's see. Tomorrow evening, we will have with us... Who do we have tomorrow evening? We have Mr. Ken Adachi with us tomorrow evening. As you can hear, Seth is trying to make contact with Dr. B. And then Friday, Jim Murray. So that's going to be rather interesting as well.
Hello.
Okay, Doc. I think we're reestablished here again. We're gonna try to make some sense out of what we were saying. I was in the middle of something when everything just dropped out from underneath my feet. And but I was basically just making a general statement that sort of goes along with what you're saying. As our bodies are changing, we become more receptive to the higher vibrations, and things are always changing, always. And our capacity to discern what is going on in us and around us is usually where we run into problems, isn't it?
That's exactly where it happens at. Cleanse your body, and your body will take care of you. You know, just like if you have a pool of water, if you put toxins in it, you're going to have toxic water.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple. Real simple. So.
Yes.
ElevationTime.com. Go over to Elevation Time, check us out, and we'll put you in the right vibration. You know? Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm listening to you, giving you a chance to talk since we got interrupted.
That's basically it, man. I just, I put the whole thing out there, and, it'll come back. Whatever you put out there will come back.
Okay. Now, in terms of what is going on, and not that we're not trying to fearmonger, there is a lot of conflicting information. We heard this story that a virus somehow escaped Fort Detrick, found its way to Mexico, and affected some people. Now, that very likely could have been just an attempt to control certain people, because there's a lot of corruption going on behind the scenes, and these are what I call smoke screens. But they're making these smoke screens the order of the day in the mainstream media. People are taking all this in, saying, oh my God, 8 people in New York died of this flu. I wonder how many people die on a daily basis of the flu in a city the size of New York every day of the week.
So you don't know, that's right.
How would you know? Yeah, we don't really have anything to compare this with, but the general consensus of people in the Patriot community is that they realize that this is likely a ruse. Now, the virus itself has been looked at, and there, we started off with this H1. Or H5N1 virus. Okay, this was a very debilitating flu, And then they renamed this H1N1, and it's a combination of a human flu virus, a bird flu, and a swine flu. At least this is what they're saying, okay? And a sample was looked at with an electron microscope, and I actually saw a picture of it earlier today. It's quite a nasty looking thing. Basically, it's just a ball of these viruses just forming and mutating, probably on the host or through tapping into the energy of the host. In other words, like you were describing a parasite, and the swine flu actually showed up as a yellow portion of the rest of this ball, this mass of viruses that basically looked gray. There was some red and there was some yellow on it. Now, I don't know if those markers came out because of how they were looking at it and maybe a solution that they put it in, or if it just looks that way. But it's obvious that there is some evidence that this is a lab-created virus. And we're telling people not to panic over this. The essence, the underlying theme of this show tonight is to take care of your defense systems and get them tuned up. And then begin to release or rid yourself of these toxins. So we want to encourage people to contact you through your website, elevationtime.com. And if you consult with people, I'm sure they're going to tell you what particular issues they're facing, and then you're going to make some recommendations. Is there a generic type of recommendation that you're finding yourself giving a lot of people?
Mostly, we talk about parasite cleansing, coconut oil, magnesium, and vitamin C. See, if you have enough of those things in your system, you would never have to worry about a swine flu, bird flu, or any virus or any bacteria. It could not hurt you. If you did it correctly and ate correctly and thought exactly the way you need to think to create, if you do those things, your body responds.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they could sell us on this type of a flu, the only way we could even catch it, is if our bodies are anointed in an oil that creates a disharmony in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. If you just did coconut oil, put it on your bread. Don't use any hydrogenated oils. Don't use butter. Don't use dairy. Use coconut oil. Use palm oil. Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
That alone will shift your frequency. Cleanse your body. I have a 28-day parasite cleanse, and the program is called the Total Body Program, the Total Body Paracleanse Program. And it's been the number one parasite cleanse program out since about 1996 now. It has a lot of very diverse herbs in it. There's even a type of liquid crystal in it. There's fulvic acid, humic acid, a lot of things that people don't think of using for parasites. But these parasites, some of them are very intelligent creatures.
Mm-hmm.
That, along with vitamin C, you see, and also our thought pattern, changing the way we think. Because we're genies. That's what imagination is. I am genie. Imagination. Be exactly what it is you need to be. Speak only what it is you desire in life. Period. Don't speak of anything else. Only your purest desires. And everything shifts.
Yeah.
So, generically, yes, I'm telling everybody the same thing. You won't have to worry about AIDS and cancer and heart disease if you just do these things and stay on it. Stay with this. Cleanse, do a parasite cleanse. If you've never done one, then I'm telling people to do it for 3 months straight. If you've done it before, then you need to do it 4 times a year. So for the first time you do it for 3 months straight. Then 4 times a year, when the seasons change, you do the cleanse again for 28 days. And you're cleaning off your cells. You're detoxifying yourself at such a high level with these herbs, because I'm using some very, what they call, esoteric herbs. Many of them from the rainforest. The amount of light and minerals they got from the soil was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the generic thing I'm telling folks, and it's changing people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I got people losing weight, their blood pressure's normalizing. You know, people are beginning to see again. They're beginning to feel again. They're beginning to hear again, because we're blind, deaf, and dumb. We're blind, deaf, and dumb to what's going on. I mean, and we focus so much on the disagreeable or the negative things that we can't even enjoy the good things. Whenever something negative happens or bad or disagreeable, something else is happening very good at the exact same time.
Yes.
It just depends on where you focus. You see? Now, we need to be aware. A lot of folks need to be aware of what's happening, and that's a lot of what you do. You know, be aware of it, but we have to realize that there's another side. There's something that you can do mentally. There's things that you can do just by, you know, not eating cows and things. The number one polluting thing on the planet is the cow. You know, if we begin to focus on what it is that we really need in our lives, that will be created for us. We're very creative beings. We're gods. We're co-creators, you know. So I'm saying get back to nature. I'm telling everybody the same thing. Parasite cleanse. Magnesium, not your regular store-bought magnesium. It has to be liquid magnesium oil, magnesium chloride. Vitamin C, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. Minimum 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You see? Empty coconut oil, man. Everything shifts. Just try it. Just try. Try one tablespoon a day for a while. And then move up to 2 tablespoons a day. And get up to 3 tablespoons twice a day. Now, I don't recommend you do 3 tablespoons twice a day right now, because the cleansing will be so deep. You'll have the runs. You'll be like, oh, my God, stuff is coming out of every orifice. Because your body's been waiting for this change. It's been waiting for this oil, and it starts pushing out all the toxic oil. It begins to eat up adipose tissue and fat. There's a very good book called the Coconut Oil Cure, I think it's called. Oh, Coconut Oil Miracle by Fife. Very, very good book. He breaks it all the way down. And it was a scandal, man, in the 80s that got us off track from using, you know, these oils that were giving us, you know, good health.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, I mean, almost all the foods, fast foods and things, and foods that, you know, snacks and things were made with coconut oil, because they don't go rancid. It's a natural preservative, because coconut oil doesn't go bad until about 10 years. You know, so people were using this, but when they heard that this was bad, and, oh, my God, it's clogging the arteries, and, you know, these are saturated fats. Don't use saturated fat. Well, this saturated fat is not saturated at 98.6 degrees. It's liquid at 75 degrees.
Yeah.
The people who live in the Polynesian islands, you know, they don't have heart disease. The ones that live within, you know, the new paradigm of thought, you know, where they got to have a Coke every day and they're eating diet foods and, you know, all the garbage. Of course, they're sick. But the ones who are eating the old way, using coconut milk, coconut oil, eating coconut every day, they don't have the health problems we have. So we don't have to worry about swine flu, bird flu, and none of those flus or viruses if we have enough of this oil. When we get rid of our parasites, and we have vitamin C and magnesium. That's it. Very, very simple.
Now,
so go ahead.
I was going to say, in my everyday research, I came across certain individuals that worked as chemists for food companies. They worked as double agents. They worked for these food companies, and they worked for the CIA. Now, the first question one would ask, and I'm sure there's those out there in the listening audience who are asking the question, why do they toxify the foods? Why do they put these things in the foods if they're bad for us? And if they're bad for us, why aren't they telling us this? Now, obviously we know why, because you control people. You make them susceptible to certain types of illnesses that then open the door for them to promote certain pharmaceutical drugs, which are more toxins, sold to you, promised as cures for what's ailing you, when in reality they just mask the symptoms and bring about a host of maybe 20 or 30 different side effects. You know, someone is taking a drug for depression, and rather than to find out what the cause of the depression is, they're just taking the drug, and then the drug is producing diarrhea, shortness of breath, heart attacks, itchy skin, psoriasis, every kind of disease or diabetes, every kind of side effect that leads one into another type of disease. So why these people do this, in the beginning, why they did this, why they had chemists in food factories, was to process food and to extract more profit out of what they had. They came up with different ways of presenting the food to you in a way to make it appealing, but without any consideration as to whether or not it was actually healthy for you. That is the bottom line there, in that people have been induced to accept these foods without questioning whether or not they're actually healthy for the body and what they do. So you're offering a solution to undo that. Now, that doesn't mean, okay, you take the coconut oil and you cleanse your body and now you're ready for your Twinkies and your ho-hos and your ding-dongs again.
Exactly.
You know, we've got to change that. One thing I was about to mention when I got cut off before, and my intention, my highest intention, is that we do not get bumped off for the remainder of this broadcast this evening. I had mentioned to you the last time you were on the show a book called Anastasia, a part of the Ringing Cedar series. And Anastasia is a woman who is living in Siberia, basically just living in the forest. She doesn't have a house. She communicates with nature. She communicates with all the plants, with the trees, with the animals. And this woman has an uncanny ability to feel languages. She can speak any language on the earth. She has a way of just tuning into the language. That's the frequency she's operating on. And she describes the process of planting seeds in your garden, how to do it. And she suggests that one take the seeds that they're going to plant, and let's say you're going to plant 50 pepper plants. You don't need to take 50 of the seeds to do this. You can take 3 or 4 of them, place them under your tongue, and hold them there for 9 minutes. Then you take them out of your hand or out of your mouth and place them in your hand and offer them up to the universe. And you do that for 30 seconds. Then you cover the seeds with your hands for another 30 seconds, again, just holding your intention, and then you place them in a hole in the ground and cover them up with bare feet. Now, the process transmutes all of the physiology and the body chemistry, your particular makeup, so that when you plant your garden, these plants take on the nutrients that you are lacking. That intelligence is transferred into the seeds. And actually, she says, don't even water it for 3 days. She suggests expectorating. Put some saliva into the place before you cover the seeds up. Cover it up with your feet. Tamp it down with your bare feet. And all of that information goes into the seeds. And the plants or the fruits and the vegetables that are grown that way are just indescribable, and extremely healthy for someone. Now, this adheres to this concept of eating as much of the produce from your region of the world as you possibly can. If you're born in the East and you're still living in the East, then eat the foods that are grown in your area. Now, there are some exotic foods that you would you might like to have, or in the case of coconut oil, and I think you and I talked about this, you're not going to get this in Alaska. In other words, they're not growing coconuts in Alaska. Coconuts are grown in tropic regions, but there is a benefit that transcends all of this. And what you put in your body as nourishment, as much as you can, to adhere to the vibrations of where you're living, eat the produce from that area. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Now, have we lost Dr. B here? Well, sounds like we've lost him. I don't know. Okay, Seth's trying one more time here.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if I lost where I lost you here, Doc. I had asked you a question, and you were not there again. but I was describing Anastasia. Did you hear me mention that at all, or did you miss all that?
Yeah, I heard a piece of it. I heard a piece of it, but we got cut off again.
Oh, okay. Well, Anastasia basically suggests that we teach the seeds to know our body chemistry, our physiology, and that when we hold the seeds under the tongue for 9 minutes, then take them out, place them on our hand, offer them up to the cosmos, basically, to the universe, cover them with our hand for another 30 seconds, and then just place them in a hole in the ground. Cover them up with our bare feet, and for 3 days, just with some saliva in the hole, where we put these seeds, and just a few. You could be planning to plant 50 pepper plants, and she says you only need a couple. The other seeds pick up the vibrations. They talk to each other, and they basically draw all the nutrients out of the soil that you require, so that when you finally reap this harvest, you have a perfect food for your particular physiology. And this has been tested and found to be extremely accurate information. Do we still have you?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you're sending your vibration
mm-hmm.
into the plant, and then you're planting the plant. This is the old way it was done for thousands and thousands of years. You know, some people would eat the seeds of a plant, and mm-hmm. then when it's time for that seed to come out, they would defecate into that hole, and those plants would be programmed for that person to give them exactly what mineral makeup and what phytochemical makeup that person needs. Yes, that's why we're very familiar with that concept. And, you know, this is where we are now. I mean, we have to, at least with certain foods, hold it in our hands before we eat it and
mm-hmm.
think the intention of what we want to derive from that particular plant. And that's another way to do it. And, you know, it's not as powerful as planting the seeds because not everybody can do that. But, yes, a lot of those things are coming to light now, and it's time to take control, and this is how we do it. You know, we have to plant ourselves into the universe.
Yes.
I feel like my phone is going to go off again. My signal is very weak where I am, so
okay.
Go off again, you know.
Okay, well, we're going to close the show out here. I want to thank you immensely for hanging in there through all these problems. And
not a problem. We'll do it again soon.
Not losing your cool. I'm going to make sure we get you on the schedule for the month of June here, too.
Okay, great.
And I'm planning on the next show. You know, you can see how with the problems we had, if we would have tried to do the music thing tonight, it would have been a nightmare. So
right.
I want to make sure we've got stable connections. We've got crazy weather, evidently, all over the country, and it's wreaking havoc with our communications. But again, I want to thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your inspirational message. And I want to encourage folks to go to your website, elevationtime.com, and check out the products that you have there.
Yes.
And
yes.
I wish you the best. You and I are going to have to do some music next show for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Okay. Okay,
okay, Doc. Much love, and you take care.
You too, and you have a wonderful week, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay, you take care.
Oh, all right. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, and our special guest, Dr. B, visit his website, elevationtime.com. In the meantime, special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick for the sound and the rebooting of computers and our communications over and over and over again tonight. Appreciate it, Seth. Most of all, you, the listening audience, thank you for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow evening when our special guest will be Mr. Ken Adachi. In the meantime, I wish you a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.